Bonjour, Gakanawea. We two twag indigenous guys. Chumukimanish nindao, dashneo, abajatun, anishnabe, moen, and also gishigat. Daga, we Jewish in Ojibwe moda, the podcast where we learn Ojibwe one conjugation at a time. All right, here we are. This is it. If you listen to every one of these episodes, you are ready to wrap up verbs that are intransitive, inanimate. You have learned a ton of Ojibwe language, and hopefully this is working for you. And I really appreciate you listening. And I'm really thankful that you're taking this time to work on your Ojibwe language skills. It's beautiful, really important, and cool language. And it's not nothing to have listened to more than 10 episodes of some guy reading a book about how these conjugations work. So make what you go. So we are going to wrap things up today. Honestly, the previous episode could have finished with the previous one, but there was already just so much going on there. So I'm kind of going to revisit some old stuff. I think I did talk about initial consonant change. I'm not sure that I read this excerpt, though, so I'm going to read it, and then we'll read the conclusion of the section. And really, like I said, we've already talked about initial consonant change. We're going to do a little bit of review as well here and talk about strategies for using these words and not forgetting them and that kind of thing. Anyway, let's go to Oshkebewis. Initial consonant change. Initial consonant change is a small but important process used only with the tenses gi and we, and their changed forms ga and wa. When gi, ga, we, or wa is attached to the front of a verb, the first or initial consonant in that verb will change if that first consonant is one of the five consonants listed in the chart below. Only those five consonants have initial change after gi, ga, wi, or wa. In all other cases, no change is made. Here is a chart to simplify initial consonant change. The letter B changes to P. D, as in dog, changes to T, as in taco. G, as in good, to K, as in kite. J, as in jello, to CH, as in choose. Z, as in zebra, turns to S, as in Sam. Example, dibicate, dibicate. It is dark inside a building. Dibicate, dibicate. We tibicate, we tibicate. Example, we tibicate ishqua ate biduyan wasakonejigan. We tibicate ishqua ate biduyan wasakonejigan. We tibicate ishqua ate biduyan wasakonejigan. It will be dark after I turn out the light. We tibicate ishqua ate biduyan wasakokeninjigan. Wasakonenjigan. It will be dark after I turn out the light. Bite. It is foamy. Bite. Gi pite. It was foamy. Gi pite. It was foamy. Example. Gi pite zaga igan. Gi pite zaga igan. The lake was foamy. Just wanted to check in. So yeah, we've already talked about this, right? Gi, we, you just harden up that consonant. I think I mentioned it way back when that it's not, I mean, it's important to know that it's happening, especially if you're trying to reverse engineer, figure out what a word is, but it's not the biggest deal ever. And, you know, if you look at old spelling techniques, people kind of use these letters interchangeably. In syllabics, they're the same symbol, the same syllabic or syllab, what do you call a single unit of syllables, or syllabics? Anyway, it's the same thing. B's and P's are the same, they're very similar sounds. D's and T's, they're so similar that it's hard to tell the difference between them. Z's and S's, they kind of look alike, just backwards, right? It's just about hardening it up to make it easier to sound, easier to say. It does only happen on those, you know, those few where it seems obvious, but I wouldn't spend too much time worrying about it unless you want to be real advanced with kind of your understanding of the language. It's helpful just to know all this stuff for being able to translate words that you see written out. But yeah, it's not a thing that somebody will yell at you for doing wrong. Probably. Anyway, let's go back in and read the final conclusion. Sorry for the... this is not a professional recording studio. It's kind of a small house, and that is the sound of my shower running. Don't live alone. Anyway, back to Ocean Davis. Conclusion. Once a student masters the patterns of the intransitive inanimate verbs explained in this article, they will be able to express each VII in 18 different ways. Examine the chart on the following page, which synthesizes the basic VII paradigm described in detail above. Each time a student learns a new VII, they will actually learn 18 different words. Memorizing word lists can only take a student so far. Learning the patterns of the language makes growth in the language geometric rather than linear. For practice, students should ask Ojibwe speakers for new words or look up VIIs in the glossary of the Oshkabewis Native Journal or a concise dictionary of Minnesota Ojibwe by Nichols and Nyholm, and then practice the patterns outlined above on those VIIs. I'll just add here that there are many other dictionaries since then, including that really easy to access online one, the People's Dictionary. You can look there too. Going back to the text. By trying to negate verbs and put them in be form and practicing, asking questions in the language, a foundation for conversational ability will be laid. Conjugate 10 verbs a day for 2 weeks, and this pattern will soon become second nature. This will help the student in many ways. Other types of Ojibwe verbs have the same concepts of A form and B form, singular and plural, participles, and question structure. Understanding VIIs can open the door to a firmer understanding of the entire language. Anybody who seriously wants to become fluent can do it. There is no miracle or easy answer. However, with hard work and this type of exercise, it can be done. Oh, ah, he's good. Every time I'm like feeling down or something, just Wagush or Anton Troyer has a way of putting me in a better headspace. That's good stuff. It's not wrong. Like, this might seem really hard at first. I was so fortunate to have a good teacher and some protected, safe time to learn this stuff in a classroom environment. I know that's not how a lot of people can learn Ojibwe, and that makes it really hard to not have that support, but it is possible to find that stuff more and more online. I know that time is a finite resource, but if you've made it this far, you're already pretty committed to the language, so send me an email if you're not up on where all the cool language tables are. At this point, I think there may be there's easily 5 language tables a week going on online that you can attend of various levels. I'll remind you that the one that I've been running for White Earth Tribal and Community College is on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pretty kind of introductory stuff, talking about things. Sometimes we cover stuff that's on the podcast. Sometimes we just talk about culture and history. But yeah, you can do it. You've made it this far. That's a pretty serious commitment. Like, no, if you've made it to episode 13 or whatever this podcast is, that's not an insignificant endeavor to reclaim Ojibwe Moin and put that in your life. So good job. Okay. Other things to do here. So I'm a visual learner, I think. And when I saw these charts, they blew my mind. They're just so incredibly helpful to have all of the things laid out. And this is an audio medium, obviously, so I can't really show it to you, but I am going to make a PDF link. There'll be a link to like a Google Doc thing that you can download in the show notes, and you can look at the charts. I'll have the charts for initial vowel change, initial consonant change, and all of these different graphs. But basically, what this chart is at first glance, especially if you've read through, kind of processed all these conjugations, it's just a cheat sheet for all those conjugations. So, for example, it breaks it down into the 3 different types of VIIs as far as conjugations go. And those are VIIs that end in a vowel. And the example here is ate. Ate is the one that we're using. And I'm so dedicated. I can't even remember what ate means. Ate. It is in a certain place. Ate. Okay. So our example on the chart here is ate. So that is our vowel ending VII. Abadud. That's our VII that ends in a D. That's the example here. Abadud. It is used. Abadud. And then the VII that ends in an N for this chart is Onizhishin. It is nice, or it is pretty. And then, so there's these three rows going down, three columns, I suppose is what I should say, three columns going down, and then the rows coming across the side are all of the conjugation. So A form singular, so that's standalone, independent form. That's our base word. So ate, abadud, onizhishin. Those are the A form singular conjugations. If you want to pluralize those things, the next line across there, the next row across is A form plural. So to pluralize ate, anin ekadong, they are in a certain place. Ate is, it is in a certain place, atewan. That's how you'd say more than one thing is in a certain place, atewan. We're just adding that one sound, atewan. If it's got a D ending, like abadud, rather than one, it's going to have that un sound. So abadadun, abadadun, holy buckets, is that fun to say. Abadadun, they are used. Abadadun, they are used. Onizhishin. So if we want to pluralize onizhishin, it's the same thing. We're just adding un. So onizhishinun, onizhishinun, they are pretty. Abadadun, they are used. Onizhishinun, they are pretty. Now if we're going to do negative, we can do the same thing, following the chart across. So it's the thing I really like about the VII chart is that it's got it written out. Kind of what you're going to do, and then there's an example below. I'm not sure that all the tables going into the future have enough space for that, but the VIIs, there's so few conjugations that you can do it that way. So in order to conjugate ate in the singular negative, it's gawin, and then you just add sinun to it because it's already got that vowel ending. So gawin ate sinun. Gawin ate sinun. It is not in a certain place. If you want to negate abadud, remember, we're going to get rid of that D and then add sinun. So we basically churn it into a vowel ending one and just add sinun. So gawin abada sinun. Gawin abada sinun. And then with the onizhishin, it's that sinun sound, but we're using the Z instead because it goes right up against that N. So gawin onizhishin sinun. Gawin onizhishin sinun. All right, now A form negative plural, right? So now we're trying to say something more than one thing, except negative. So for ate, we're trying to say they aren't in a certain place. We're just saying gawin. We're saying that verb. We're adding sinun and then in. That's how we pluralize things, right? That in. So gawin ate sinunin. Gawin ate sinunin. Gawin ate sinunin. They aren't in a certain place. For abadud, we're going to get rid of that D again. Then it's sinunin. So it's the same thing. So gawin abada sinunin. Gawin abada sinunin. They aren't used. Gawin abada sinunin. They aren't used. All right. And then for onizhishin, same thing again. We're just using that zinun, the Z-I-N, rather than S-I-N. So gawin onizhishin zinunin. Gawin onizhishin zinunin. They are not nice. Okay, now we're going to talk B forms. We're going just straight across here. Ate. What do we do for it? We're just adding that G sound, right? Ateg. When it's placed. When it's in a certain place. Ateg. Abadud. We're going to get rid of that D and put a K there. So rather than abadud, it's abaduk. Abaduk. My desire to make a rubber ducky joke is very real right now. Abaduk. Abadukwaki. Abadukwaki would be the land where it's used. I don't know. Abaduk. Okay. And then for onizhishin to be form that, we're just adding that G sound. Remember? Onizhishing. Onizhishing. That which is pretty. Or when it's pretty, rather. Not that which is pretty. When it's pretty. Weinizhishing would be that which is pretty. Like making it into a noun. Okay. And then finally, B form negative. And remember, B form negative is the same. It's B form negatives are the same in singular and plural. So, gawin ates, or sorry, not gawin, but ate sinuk is when it isn't placed or when they aren't placed. Ate sinok. And remember, it's B form negative, so we don't have to say gawin. So abadud, for abadud, or use it, or it is used rather, it would be abada sinok. We're getting rid of the D, adding that sinok. Abada sinok. And that would be when they aren't used, when it isn't used. And then onizhishin, for that one, we're going to do onizhishin zinok. So again, we're just adding that Z, because it's right next to that N. Onizhishin zinok. Onizhishin zinok. Okay, so that is it. Those are all the conjugations that are really necessary. The C form conjugations aren't in the charts because it's always just B form plus initial vowel change. So you kind of have to remember those on your own. But yeah, that's it. We've done it. You've done all the VIIs. It's incredible. The nice thing about VIIs, you know, it's a lot of weather words. So I was saying that we'd bring back conjugate, or we'd bring back conversations, and I immediately was like, oh, well, we'll just say ani neji webak. Ani neji webak. That is how you start talking about the weather. But the glorious thing about all of the verbs that showed up as an example for, you know, this read-through is there's so many water words, or so many weather words, it'd be sort of impossible for me to do a dialogue with you if I did ani neji webak. But that's a good thing to have. Ani neji webak, what's the weather? Well, you could say ani neji webak, ho, gisinamagad agwa jing, gisinamagad agwa jing, it's cold outside. You could say, give me one, it's raining, give me one agwa jing. Awanabisa, it's sprinkling. Awanabisa, agwa jing. That agwa jing is just outside, remember? Or hopefully, oh man, ani neji webak, wase a magad. So you could, somebody could ask you, ani neji webak, what's the weather? And you could say, apegish wase a magak, what's the weather? I hope it's sunny. All right. Another thing you can answer, ani neji webak, wese an, it's tornadoing. Or ani neji webak, gawin no dinzenun, it's not windy. Gawin no dinzenun. Ani neji webak, gawin gushkawanzenun. Gawin gushkawanzenun, it's not a thick fog. Ani neji webak, niskadad. Ani neji webak, niskadad. It's just nasty weather out there, it's bad weather. Ani neji webak, anakwad. Ani neji webak, anakwad. It's cloudy, anakwad. Ani neji webak, zogipo. Zogipo, it's snowing. Well, I guess that's it. That's all we have to do. We've done all of our VII conjugations, and the episode is over. The season is over. Or is it? No, it's quiz time. All right, let's start going back to the beginning. Anin ekedong shoganashimuan. How do you say, anin ekedong, yeah, gawin ekedong, anin ekedong shoganashimuan. How do you say this in English? Gisanamagad. 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 Anin ekedong shoganashimuan. Gisanamagad. Got it? Gisanamagad. Could just be saying gisana too. Means the same thing, right? Gisanamagad. And yep, that's right. It is cold. That's all that means. Gisanamagad. It is cold. All right. Anin ekedong ojibwemoen. What's happening? What is happening? Anin ekedong ojibwemoen. What is happening? It's a good little greeting you can give to people too. What is happening? Anin ekedong. What is happening? So remember, we got to do our C form conjugation. So it's B form and then initial vowel change after our question word, because it's a who, what, where kind of question. So what is happening? Common phrase. You probably already said it half a dozen times as I've been sitting here. What is happening? Anin ekedong, what is happening? Ojibwemoen. Indeed. Anin nanakamigak. Anin nanakamigak. That's how you say that. All right. Ani nekedong joganashimoen. How do you say this in English? Gawin gizogi ponzenun bijinago. Gawin gizogi ponzenun bijinago. Gawin gizogi ponzenun bijinago. Ani nekedong joganashimoen. How do you say that in English? gawin gisogiponzenun bijinago. Gawin gisogiponzenun bijinago. Ani lekudong jaganashimuin. Ani lekudong. Gawin gisogiponzenun bijinago. Well, gawin sizina, right? Means we're in the negative. And then that gi, gawin gi. Have you got it? Gawin gi. That's our tense marker. So what's gi mean? Gawin gi zogipon zenun. Our zogipon. It gets turned into that zogipon because of the gi. So gawin gi zogipon zenun. Zenun is our negation there, right? And then bijinago is yesterday. So how do you say it? Ani nekidong gawin gi zogipon zenun. Bijinago. Shaganashimuin. That's right. It did not snow yesterday. It did not snow yesterday. Good job. Okay. Anin ikedong. It is difficult. Ojibwemoen. How do you say it is difficult? Ojibwemoen. How do you say that in Ojibwe? This is another just like, this is a word that gets said, man. I say this word a lot. It's a really good handy word just to be like, oh, that's hard. Or it's difficult. So anin ikedong. It is difficult. Ojibwemoen. It is difficult. You got it? It is difficult. Ojibwe moin. That's right. Zana gud. Zana gud. Zana gud. Such a good word, man. Good word. Hoa. Abajitun. Yeah. Okay. Ani nekidong. Apegish gimme one zinok. Apegish gimme one zinok. Jaganashimoin. Ani nekidong. Jaganashimoin. Apegish gimme one zinok. So what's that apegish doing? What is apegish? Ani nekidong. Apegish gimme one zinok. A pagish, give me one zinok. So umbagish or a pagish or pagish all means the same thing. It's a be form introducer, right? And so we know that our give me one, that's our verb. It's going to be in the be form and how it's conjugated. So then we're looking for it to be conjugated on the backside of it. Give me one zinok. And then there's that zin there, so we know it's negative, right? So a pagish, give me one zinok. So what does that mean? Pagish, give me one zinok. Got it? Yeah, hopefully it isn't raining. Good job. Hopefully it isn't raining. A pagish, give me one zinok. All right, and finally, anin ekedong. Will there be tornadoes tomorrow? Anin ekedong ojibwe moin. Will there be tornadoes tomorrow? So we're in a yes or no question, right? We got future tense going on. We got tomorrow. How do you say all that? Will there be tornadoes tomorrow? Ani Dinkadong, will there be tornadoes tomorrow? So we're going to be in the future, right? Will there be tornadoes tomorrow? We're going to have a question marker. We have that wabung for tomorrow. All right, so we got to pluralize tornadoes. You got it? Will there be tornadoes tomorrow? A lot of moving parts in this one. Plural, tense, questions. Yeah, you nailed it. We wase anun ena wabang. We wase anun. We wase anun ena wabang. Yeah, that's how you say that. Will there be tornadoes tomorrow? We wase anun ena wabang. So wase an is our word to tornado, right? So we say anun is our plural of it. So we say anun is will there be tornadoes? Will it be tornadoing? Ena is our question marker, right? It's got to be the second word in the sentence. So we say anun ena wabang is tomorrow. So good job. All right. Well, that is it. That's our season one wrap, y'all. So I'm not gonna post a full episode for a while. I'm not sure when season two is gonna start up, and I'm not even sure which verb group to do. I kind of think I was going to do VAIs next because those are really useful verbs to have, but it's sort of a longer set of conjugations, and I don't know, I might do VTIs first, just for the sake of the storage on the podcast server. But I don't know, I think what I really recommend you doing at this point you know, I'm so grateful that people are listening, and I've heard from some folks that this has been useful. It's been useful for me. Holy cow. I did not realize. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot in reading through this and kind of being just doing it again. So this works. This works for me anyway. So that's good. There's about 20 of y'all listening. It just warms me up. That's really great to see. What do you want to do next? Do you want to do VAIs or VTIs? Let me know. Shoot me an email. It's ojibwemodapodcast@gmail.com. If you've got a real strong opinion on which verb group to do next, let me know. I'm going to take a little bit of a break before starting up that next season. And I might post some kind of mini episodes. But what I would recommend doing, you know, like I said, there's lots of resources for learning Ojibwe out there now. And that's awesome. Use as many as you can. If you want to keep on learning with the podcast, you could start over again. You can learn that way. But really what I think you should do is start diagramming sentences. Like conjugate these things, just like Wagush, or just like Tony said in the audiobook section, right? Conjugate 10 verbs a week, you know, or 10 verbs a day, whatever. Conjugate them. Use these tricks. Use these charts. I'll make there'll be a link in the show notes to a PDF of like just the chart. So the chart and the verb list that we've worked on. But start conjugating those things. I might post a short episode, a couple of kind of short episodes of just me saying a couple conjugations. Sort of like the quiz form, maybe. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do. I might post some smaller episodes, but the goal will just be to get used to kind of diagramming out all the things that are happening. You know, when you're starting to do so much, like looking at these quiz questions, right? Wi wese anun in a wabang. So like that one word, wi wese anun. There's a lot going on there, and it's good to get in the habit of like highlighting the different parts. So like highlighting, okay, this un part is the plural. So, you know, we might highlight that in yellow, and then I'll use a different color to highlight the we, because that's the tense marker. And it can just help if you spend time looking at how this stuff is spelled out and kind of underlining and marking it up. It helps your brain. It helps my brain anyway, start to be able to recognize the patterns and how to conjugate things. So do that. Start writing out things and highlighting the different points of it. And I think you should do it what Wagush says, right? So he says, conjugate 10 VIIs a day for 2 weeks, and all these different conjugations will become like second nature. So I'll put out 2 episodes in the next 2 weeks of, you know, doing that. I'll conjugate 10 verbs. It'll probably be the verbs that are already on the word list. Maybe I'll add some new ones. And you should take those and add it to what you're already doing at home of like breaking down those verbs and highlighting the different sections. And yeah, do that. It's good. It's good practice. I'm so proud of everyone that has made it this far. You know, this is not a minor use of your time to listen to me just read Ushkabeo's Native Journal and do some quizzes and practice learning Ojibwe. So you're doing good. There's lots of venues for learning Ojibwe, and I'm touched that you're using this one, and I hope it is proving useful. And we will see you next week with a couple conjugations, the week after that with a couple conjugations, and then we'll see how long it takes before season 2 starts. Like I said, let me know if you have a strong opinion about what you want, what verb conjugation group to do next. Just email me at ojibwemodapodcast@gmail.com. All right, cheers, everybody.